the Community Gator. I'm your host, Christy Dotson, and today we're talking about the Florida Surgeon General's announcement on September 3rd that the state would seek to eliminate its vaccine mandates. Have you ever wondered how this could impact our local Gainesville community? Well, today we're talking to a community member to find out. This issue matters because if this action is successful, Florida would be the first state to effectively eliminate all vaccine mandates and potentially set a precedent for other states to follow suit. Here's a little background. According to WUSF.org, Florida already had some of the lowest childhood vaccination rates in the country with the mandates in place. In the 2023 to 2024 academic year, 88.1% of kindergartners completed the required vaccinations, compared to the national average of 92.3%. Florida also already leads the Southeast in exemptions, with 4.8% of the state's kindergartners receiving exemptions for medical and non-medical reasons. Critics of Lodoppo's announcement worry that vaccination rates will fall even further with no mandates in place and fear what that could mean for public health. One of the biggest things to know is that local medical professionals have very different perspectives on this announcement. To analyze the community response, I sat down with Diana Stetter, a neonatal nurse in Alachua County, to get her take on the situation. Was going through your mind when you heard about the Florida Surgeon General's push to eliminate all Florida vaccine mandates?
When I first heard it, was disbelief, strongly.
And now that you've had more time to sit with the news, how do you feel about it?
I'm still baffled over the decision to do this. I understand that why some people were pushing it. It's all for your medical freedom, and but still baffled that people think that's a good idea, especially our Surgeon General.
Why is this important to you and to our community?
So, I mean, some people can get sick from it and get better, but not everybody does. And so if you start having an outbreak of it, you're going to start reaching more young people, children who just don't have the immune system to be able to handle it. So that's what we could see in our future. So that's why it's concerning to me and the public. So it may not, the risk may be, maybe people, they're not going to die, which is great, but they're still going to get very, very sick. And that's why these things were started, so that wouldn't happen. So, you know, it was at one point seen in a positive light, and people are just really afraid.
Do you think people are aware of, like, all these implications that could happen?
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless they do a lot of research on their own, I don't think so, and I don't think a lot of parents do.
What do you want listeners to take away from our conversation today?
It is up to you, and it is your responsibility to research those vaccines and not take your, I would suggest not taking your information from friends or media, and I would do the research. If you don't like the CDC, then look up another reputable, medical news outlet or something that's going to give you better information. And definitely talk to your doctor. Talk to more than one doctor if you're feeling worried about it. But just arm yourself with knowledge, and then you can make a good decision. But just following what people are saying out there, to me, is just not a good idea.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
What we've heard today shows that there are local healthcare professionals who fear the impacts of Florida's efforts to eliminate vaccine mandates. The big lesson here being that audience members should do their own research and make informed decisions about vaccinations for themselves and their families. Thanks for listening to the Community Gator. Today we covered one community member's fears in the wake of the Florida Surgeon General's announcement earlier this month that the state would eliminate all vaccine mandates. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for another community perspective. This is Christy signing off.